The New Jersey legislative inquiry into Bridgegate continues, and today, lawmakers grilled Governor Chris Christie's chief of staff and current nominee for Attorney General, Kevin O'Dowd. Joining us with an update on today's proceedings is WHYY's Phil Gregory. Phil, thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be with you, Dave.
This is the highest-ranking aide to Christie to testify. Any surprises?
Not really. I mean, he started off like most of the other witnesses we've heard so far, saying that he had no knowledge of and played no role in the decision to close those lanes on the bridge last September that snarled traffic for 3 days. He did say that he really doesn't know who ordered the lane closures and says he doesn't really know why.
He was also asked about Bridget Kelly, she with the famous line, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee."
Yeah, he said he was ordered by Governor Christie to talk to her last December after those disclosures of an email coming out there, and was asked to go in and find out what she knew, if anything, about what was going on with these bridge lane closures. She denied any involvement in it. And unlike previous witnesses who had described her behavior as emotional, and some say had some problems dealing with others, he said she was energetic and he had full confidence in her, had no reason to doubt what she said at that time, but turned out that that was not the case when the subsequent email arrived.
Lawmakers also today spoke about efforts to make reforms at the Port Authority, the agency, of course, controlling the George Washington Bridge, and here's what O'Dowd had to say regarding that.
Obviously, that's the governor's decision, but I think he's expressed publicly and privately that he's open-minded and very much interested in reforming and moving forward with legislative reforms concerning the Port Authority.
Phil, has Christie been more specific about which reforms he would be willing to enact?
Don't really know exactly what he has in mind. He tells us that he will be announcing some proposals, but the specifics of which we don't know. At one point, he said that he thought that there might be a good idea to separate the agency out into a New Jersey and to a New York separate agency instead of having a combined authority because of the potential bickering that's occurred between members of the staff from differing states there. But that seems to have gotten a lukewarm response, so we don't know exactly what's in the offing. Dave, there was one interesting thing about today's hearing. Sitting a couple of rows behind us, we sat in the first row, and a couple of rows back was Christie's former political strategist, Bill Stepien, who you may recall in this whole episode, has refused to turn over the documents the committee subpoenaed, and the court upheld that. So we haven't heard from Stepien. He hasn't been called to testify because the committee hasn't got a glimpse of those documents.
What is left on the docket for the committee?
Well, there's still several witnesses they could call, and we've heard some speculation, although it hasn't been confirmed, that any additional witnesses might not be called until after the state has its new budget in place, and that might not happen until the end of the month.
And concurrently, there's a federal investigation in place.
That's also true. It is the U.S. Attorney, Fishman, who is investigating, and we have not heard anything out of that office as to the specifics of what they might do.
Phil, thanks for the update.
Appreciate it, Dave.
WHYY's New Jersey correspondent Phil Gregory on Newsworks Tonight.